With so many concerns and unanswered questions about mad cow disease, consumers may be looking at alternative beef products when they visit the butcher's case. And there's no shortage of choices. Free range, grass-fed, natural, no hormones, no antibiotics added. And then there are those green organic stickers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. All of these products claim to be healthier and better for the environment, but the labels can be misleading. To help us sort this out, we turn to Carol Tucker Foreman. She's director of the Food Policy Institute for the Consumer Federation of America and a former assistant secretary for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. First, if you could help us figure out what those green stickers mean. If the product carries that organic label from the USDA, what does that actually mean?
The Department of Agriculture set up a set of very rigid regulations for organic products. They can't be raised with chemical pesticides. They cannot have hormones or antibiotics in their feed. A whole range of other provisions. And they have to present to the department a plan and records that show that they're actually doing what they say they're doing and raising the animals.
How does that compare with the natural label? When I go to the grocery store, those green stickers, the organic label, is still quite rare. But I do see a lot of products that do carry the natural label. Is that a rather elastic term?
It is an elastic term. That's a very good description of it.
What does it mean?
It means that the animal was raised without hormones or being fed hormones or antibiotics. It sometimes means the animal was given only organic feed, but there is no one set definition for natural or free range.
Now, what about grass-fed? If a consumer sees that on a beef label, should the consumer assume that the cattle's diet has been limited to grazing on the open plain?
Well, not on an open plain, but that it has not been sent to a feedlot to be finished on a pure grain diet. Some people think grass-fed beef tastes better. Some people think organic food tastes better.
Another one of those labels that we see increasingly, used to be quite common in restaurants, we're now seeing it more often at the butcher shop or in the grocery store, free range.
I've never been able to determine exactly what that means. If you think it means that the chickens are out there wandering free on an open range, you know, I grew up raising chickens, and I never saw a chicken raised that way. They're raised in fairly confined spaces under most circumstances.
But what about cows? I mean, if a cow spends a half an hour a day on the open range, does it qualify for this free-range label?
Well, since there's no certification process for free-range, it can mean anything.
So for as far as regulations are concerned,
that's
for free
right.
range, for grass-fed, for natural, really anything other than organic, which has been the organic label, which has been spelled out by the USDA, there's really no guarantee that these products live up to their labels.
That's correct. And you could call the manufacturer, the person whose label is on it, and ask them to define for you what do you mean when you say natural or free range, and then you will know what it means on that product. But there is no universal definition.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Carol Tucker Foreman is the director of the Food Policy Institute for the Consumer Federation of America.